This week, we got something for everybody. Added on Monday and new in development, Microsoft Teams Time Clock APIs. With the new Time Clock APIs, organizations can create rules, such as how late someone can clock in without requiring manager approval or requiring a health screening survey before clocking in for the day. This is planned for release in April and is definitely something I didn't see coming. Interesting for sure. Also added on Monday, Microsoft Forms Word Cloud Data Insights for open text questions. Microsoft is introducing a new data insight type called Word Cloud to the open text questions in Forms. When we got our collected responses for an open text question, the Word Cloud data insight will be available to help us get a quick view of the top text phrases people answered. Definitely a nice touch, but I still would rather have a people picker field we wish for since 2017. Anyways, maybe I got my head too much in the clouds. In total, there are 18 new developments for Microsoft Teams Rooms Managed Services. To cover them all, you would need more room in this podcast. So here are a few interesting ones coming sometime this year. Coming in April, custom administrative roles, threat protection and vulnerability detection with Microsoft Defender for Endpoint. Coming in June, location-based role scope and, with a planned release in December, asset management workflow. I think I need to take a closer look into all of this. Next up, Microsoft Defender for Endpoint, Network and Endpoint Discovery. Officially, there are two roadmap items for this, but they most likely will release at the same time this month. Microsoft Defender for Endpoint enables us then to discover and secure unmanaged endpoints and network devices. Once discovered, integrated workflows can be used to secure the devices and provide security recommendations for network devices. This is a really great feature, at least in my opinion. The Microsoft Defender family has earned over the years a safe spot in my top 3 products of Microsoft. Well done, you guys. Well done. Quick update for the GCC and DoD people out there. The Request Files feature in OneDrive will become available this month. After that, you just select the folder where you want the file to be uploaded and then select Request Files. A great feature when working with people outside of your company. In addition, coming for GCC in May, the Microsoft To Do web app. I always feel kind of sorry for you guys to wait on the cool features, but maybe you can also be lucky you get more time, plus you most likely have an already better product. This week, we also get two updates for Microsoft Teams Breakout Rooms. First, and currently rolling out, Breakout Room Timer, Room Retention and Participant Reassignment. With a Breakout Room Timer, organizers can now set a timer for breakout rooms from the Breakout Room settings. After the timer has expired, rooms will automatically close and participants will come back to the main meeting. This is my feature of the week, but there's more. Room Assignment Retention provides the ability to assist room configuration and assignment over multiple sessions. And with the Participant Reassignment capability, organizers are able to move joint participants across rooms and main meetings, also when the rooms are opened. Also, coming in June, Breakout Room Pre-Meeting Room Creation and Participant Assignment. The title gave it away already, but we are getting the capability to perform breakout room configuration and participant assignment before the meeting starts. And this is it, keeping it this week way below 4 minutes. That's what I like, and I hope you like too. Thanks for tuning in, and if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, you can do that. Everywhere you can listen to podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Castbox, and many more. Until next week, don't be afraid.